Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I had a thought recently that I think will be earth-shattering for some within service management, and it'll be a common thought for many others. Here it goes. In the future, our change managers will be more governance than approvers. We are quickly moving to a model where high volumes of changes are automated. They're automated through DevOps, AI, ML, and our CI/CD pipeline, among others. And with all this automation, these are standard changes. These are pre-approved. I mean, why automate something that you have to manually approve? And so we add in moving this whole movement of moving our change approvers closer to the work. Because that's happened, right? Our low and maybe even medium risk changes, we're trying to push closer to the work. Allow speed to delivery, and also allow those who understand what those changes are, let them make that approval decision. Because along with this conversation comes, you know, our organizations are very complex, and our change managers, they don't know all these technologies. So moving these low-risk changes, medium-risk changes, closer to the work, it benefits in many different ways. But with all of this, the automation and moving these approvals closer to the work, it means we'll have less changes for change managers to approve, right? And this will be a huge paradigm shift for many organizations that have this command and control change management. So my encouragement to you is to start preparing now. Think about how it's going to look in your organization, because every organization is different. And there are several things to consider. Let me give you three. How will the way we do metrics need to change? Because if we move into a governance instead of an approval type of role, metrics are huge. So what do we need to measure? Also, how can we equip these new roles for success, whether it's automating our change approvals, maybe equipping those in the closer to the work to approve changes and do a great job? And lastly, which is probably the biggest for most organizations, is how do we maintain the same level of controls in this distributed model? That's where the thought process comes in. These are the calls that I get. Hey, we want to automate everything. How do we still maintain our SOX controls? My answer is, funny that you ask. I've been down this road. I know how to do it. But few do. Few people understand what that control is really asking so that they can automate through it, have the approval, and be great on the regulatory controls, as well as our speed to deliver. That balance is tough. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Let me know if and how service management leadership can help your organization. Check out our other podcasts and make sure you're following our LinkedIn company page. Have an awesome rest of your day.